It is a joy to have everybody here this morning. It's also a joy to have one of our missionaries with us this morning. She's coming to share with us. It's exciting when you get an opportunity to see what you are supporting. You know, so many times we support things, but we never really know, okay, what's happening? How's it going on? How's it being supportive? How's it supporting their ministry that they're doing there? Sir Lori Chilton is coming. Lori, come on up this morning, and she's going to share with us and give us a little bit of background about the work that she's doing and the people that she's helping. Now, if I remember right, Cambodia. Nope. Cameroon. Oh, well, then I didn't remember correctly. I apologize. I almost didn't say it because I thought I had it wrong. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you very much for welcoming me here. It is such a joy to come back. I came several years ago with the family, and now they're scattered around the world. My husband and I have been with Wycliffe Bible Translators for over 20 years in Cameroon and serving at a high school. So now the seven children that we had go from Australia to Tennessee to Maryland to Cameroon. So my heart is around the world. The primary reason we joined Wycliffe is so my husband could teach high school English at this international high school. For all these years, I have been, one, a wife, two, a homemaker and mother to these seven kids. Just now, this past year, have I been stretching my big toe out the door into the personnel department of our branch there in Cameroon, so I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. And two apologies, I don't normally do a presentation wrapped in a blanket, but this place is cold. Cameroon is warm. I need some socks up here, and yeah, I don't normally need socks in Cameroon. The second thing is, I may cry. I was rehearsing this, just going over it, making sure it wasn't going to be 45 minutes long, talking to a cat. And I cried. This is my life I'm going to share. It's important. It's wonderful. It's good. It's sad. It's hard. And that emotion may show. In fact, it's probably going to show a lot. So, I want to tell you a little story about Willie. Willie had a tough start in life. Not the best home situation. He's a good kid. He wanted to learn, but it was rough. Lots of busy stuff going on at home and just not the best environment. Well, somehow, I'm not really sure how, he got connected to another Wycliffe family there in our area. He started washing the car so he could earn a little income, a little money, help pay for food and that sort of thing. Well, in the meantime, he learned about Christ. Just spending time with these families. And his desire to learn grew. He really wanted to learn more and more. And it's just hard when your mom's busy and there's kids running around everywhere and you don't have the money. If you go to the public school, well, that's really different. And you can learn, but it's got to be really coming a lot of motivation from yourself. Well, he learned about RFIS. That's Rainforest International High School, built to serve the needs of missionaries. So as the missionaries kind of, their kids outgrew homeschooling, which you can do pretty well with 2 + 2 = 4, but when it breaks into pre-calculus, most of us want to throw in the towel. And they might need to leave the field to do that. So Rainforest International High School was built so the missionaries wouldn't need to leave the field, and their kids could learn pre-calculus, AP English, AP U.S. History, and whatever else goes into high school. Well, Willie learned about that, and that's why we were there doing education for kids. But the doors are open to anybody. So if you're okay with learning a Christian education and being challenged academically, and it's not free, so you do need to pay the school fees, you can come to Rainforest. He wanted to do that. And by God's miraculous grace, it was possible through a couple missionary families contributed, and he entered Rainforest. What a shock. Going from completely rote, I think is the right word, rote memory, just books, lecture, and trying to remember and regurgitate for a test. That's the basic education system. Going from that to interactive labs, English speaking, and French on the side. So he probably was learning in French before and had to translate everything when he got to Rainforest into English. So he had a rough start. His heart was still in it. He wanted to learn, but it was rough, and he started to slip and slip. Well, that's when the mamas got involved. We're praying mamas. And many of you probably have heard of Moms in Touch, prayer around the world for schools. You pray for your own kids. You pray for the school. You pray for anything you know about that needs prayer. Well, we have a teeny little group like that. And we learned about Willie's needs. And we prayed. And we prayed. And we prayed. And he graduated last year. I mean, this spring. This is one of my joys. When I was writing to Shirley, she asked me to share some joys, share some concerns. This is one of my joys. I prayed for Willie. I watched him grow. And in the last school year, his friendship with my son Caleb grew and blossomed. And the last month we were there, or he was there, he came over and spent the night in our house. He'd never been to spend the night in the house of a white person before. I found out through his other white mama that he was thrilled. And then came graduation, and I got to see him walk across that stage. And that was a great joy. He's here now in the U.S., and he's going to continue education. The best thing is, he loves Jesus. He learned about Jesus at that school and really wants to do right in the world with his relationship with Jesus. That's what my school is all about. So another joy for me is, as I mentioned, I stepped into the personnel department just one day a week, because I still have kids at home, full-time wife, full-time mother, that's it. But I get to serve the other missionaries. I've been there for over 20 years. I kind of know the ropes around the city and around the mission agency. So I get to help new people become acquainted, learn where to find what, who to ask for what. I get to organize retreats. That's exciting. So every couple times a year, that's what I get to look forward to, actually. I'll tell you about that. I have August and September to prepare for a retreat I hope to provide in October. I'm going to use the venue Velvet Ashes, which is an online retreat for women. All the materials are right there. And thanks be to God, we have internet in Cameroon, and I can download it all. And all I have to do is provide some snacks, maybe a meal, coordinate the room, and we're going to have a lovely women's retreat in October, I hope. So that's kind of a prayer request, if you think about it, that we can actually pull that off. So that's the second one of my joys, is I love serving, and God's given me the right timing to get into the personnel department and help people on their way. So let me break into my husband's world for a little bit. One of his joys is teaching, clearly. He wouldn't be an English teacher if he didn't find it fun. I'm sorry, young people, you probably don't have a favorite English teacher. If you had Mr. Chilton, he'd be your favorite teacher, I promise. He challenges the students. So he does love teaching English. But he lights up when he teaches drama. Every year we do a school play. And this past year, he had the joy of actually teaching drama class. So they got into the gritty, nitty-gritty of it and what makes a good performance and that sort of thing. Usually you just throw it in there and you start learning your lines and spitting out Shakespeare, which is what they did this year. Not in the drama class, however. That was a small class, but it was so exciting. But I want to tell you about Hannah. Hannah's the kid of another missionary. And not only does she like English, but she lights up in drama. God gave her the most expressive face on the planet. You can just see every emotion in there. It's amazing. She also loves music. Her senior year was last year. She wanted to do a special project. She came to Mr. Chilton and said, I want to do a special senior project. I want to do something dramatic. Help me, please. So they searched for one woman shows because it couldn't be a whole play. It was just her project. She couldn't get other students involved. They couldn't find one that she liked. It's like, nah, that's not it. Well, God spoke to her. This gal pulled off a one-woman show that she researched and wrote and got permission to use the music for and performed it twice. It was amazing, under the direction and encouragement of my husband. And that was electrifying. He just was thrilled. I think the best part was the story was true. She researched her grandmother's life. Her grandmother's Japanese. She lived through the internment camps from World War II. She found details, pictures of her family history, and put this woman's story on stage. It was absolutely amazing. Another joy of teaching. So, day to day, it's just a high school. I'm just a mom. I wash the clothes. I wash the dishes. That's my life. We just get to do it in Cameroon under God's guidance. Some concerns. There are heartbreaks everywhere. We lose people, challenges, illness, whatever. This past year was one of the biggest heartbreaks for us as a school. We had a very difficult start because our beloved Cameroonian colleague was taken home to Jesus suddenly, fine one day in the hospital the next and dead the next. We were devastated. School had begun. His job was administration. And I suspect with most companies or facilities, schools, there's a director or a board of directors. There's some people who are really in charge. And then there's the administrator. Or it could be the secretary. That person actually runs the place, actually knows where everything is. That was him. Norbert was just taken like that. And we had to recover. And at the same time, we had two teachers have medical emergency leaves, and we weren't sure when they were coming back. That was the start of our last year. God has provided. We have a new administrator, wonderful woman. She's taken on half, maybe, of Norbert's responsibilities. He was there for the most of our 20 years. So to have somebody step into his shoes is not too easy. But she's taken on that challenge, and we're very grateful for that. Also, another heartache is the state of my country. I don't know how many of you follow the news, foreign news, and you will see tragedy happening in Cameroon. Just to comfort you, it is not in my region. It is a good distance away, and if it springs up in my region, we are the first to leave. There's an airport not far away. It's the international airport. So if you hear stories of tragedy in Cameroon, you don't need to worry for us quite that quickly. They have a system in place. And in fact, our school is one of the safe zones connected with the government. So, I mean, there are others who would be effective. You've heard of evacuation stories where the missionaries out there and they are under, you know, hiding out. That's not my situation. We would pack our bag and be on the next jet out of there. So rest easy. However, it's heartbreaking. 20 years, more than that, and Cameroon is my country now. I don't know everything about it. Don't ask me all the details. And no, I don't speak French fluently. And no, I don't speak the language of the local people. That's not my ministry, but Cameroon is home. And it's heartbreaking when every Cameroonian I know has been affected by this uprising. either by loss of life or just touched in their family somehow. So please pray for Cameroon. Back to the joys, because the biggest joy of all is Wycliffe Bible translators. We're the support underneath of that. But the reason that school was built, so that the translators could keep on translating and provide the Bible in a language that every person could fully comprehend. Not speaking some second or third language when they don't really understand what Jesus did. It makes no sense in English, for heaven's sake. You got to get it in the language that they fully understand. So, today I have with me a Bible out on the table. You are free to thumb through it, read the paper next to it. It was translated by friends of ours, and we did teach their children. So you can see the direct line. We have, I don't know how many Bibles. I remember the number of people. And with that Bible, it's jumped a great deal. So my husband and I have collected a Bible, as many as we could, from every translation done by the parents of the kids we've taught. So we have a box. I think it's maybe 18 Bibles. Representing over, now with this one, well over a million people that can hear about Jesus in their heart language. And that's incredible. I wish I was a high-tech missionary and I could do a PowerPoint showing a video of a ceremony of translation. I'll just quickly act one out for you. Now you have to use your imagination. Can you do an Africa rhythm in your head? So there's a lot of music and lots of pretty colors and a Bible being held up like this. Often there's four people with a table or something that they put the Bible on with a red cloth or a green cloth, whatever their special color is for their village. And they come dancing in with lots and lots and lots and lots of music. Dancing, and then the whole community is there shouting and praying and singing, and it is fantastic. You can Google it. You can go on Wycliffe.org and search for videos of Bible translation celebrations, that sort of thing, from all around the world. So you guys can have fun with that. I did leave a paper out there kind of summarizing this talk and clarifying prayer requests and concerns and my joys. So feel free to take a paper. Take one for a friend if you'd like. That's fine. If anybody has a burning question right now, I'd be happy to answer it. Also, I'll be waiting outside after the service and can answer more questions or just chat with me about life in Cameroon. Thank you very much. No burning questions? Okay, I'm done. I hope I've been able to give you a little taste of my life in Cameroon.